I'm sorry. Sorry won't fix this mess. We're the size of bugs and locked out of our only exit. Well, you're the one who left the key. His face flushes. What are we supposed to do now? We eat a bite of cake and get big again. He slaps his brow in feigned shock. Of course, we're just going to eat a piece of 100-year-old magical cake. You can stay this size if you want to. I'll carry you in my pocket. Snarling, Jeb slips the backpack from his arms. Whatever. Let's just do this. We're smaller than the stinking flowers for crying out, the boy thinks we stink, Ambrosia. A craggy, witch-like voice erupts out of nowhere. Movement sweeps along the garden as if wind blows the blooms. Jeb and I edge backward, nearly tripping over the fallen pack. One of the giant daisies bends low, casting a long blue shadow. A distorted mouth widens in the flower's yellow center, and rows of eyes blink on every petal.
That he did, Radulence. The nerve, she says. After all, if anyone stinks, it would be him. We haven't any sweat glands.
Jeb drags me behind him, reversing our direction. Al, I'm not the only one seeing a talking flower, right? I clutch his waist, my heartbeat pounding into his spine.
You get used to it.
I try to suppress the panic stabbing me.
What's that supposed to mean?
I don't have the chance to answer because Jeb crashes us into a huge stem. A nasturtium leans down, snarling. 100 gray eyes nestle on her bright orange petals.
Watch where you're going, would ya?
Several dandelions bob the fuzz off their heads, scolding. Tiny eyeballs protrude from their tufted seeds like snails' antennae. I swallow a scream as they all start talking at once.
How long has it been since we've had such delectable visitors? In our living backward years or our moving forward years? Doesn't matter, really. I was more just making a point.
Jeb eases us into a small clearing in the midst of the chattering creatures and turns me to face him.
Did they just call us delectable?
Behind us, a dandelion sneezes. Her seeds burst from her head in tufts, leaving bald spots.
My eyes! Someone catch my eyes!
She reaches out with her leaves, trying to grab them. Two places down, a geranium bends at mid-stem and opens a bucket on the ground. The word aphids glitters on the side in red paint. Fishing out a pinkish bug the size of a mouse, the flower pokes the writhing victim into his mouth and chews, drool oozing down the petals that make up his chin. His eyelids close underneath the slobber.